All right, we're about to talk to one of the most famous comedians on the planet, Dion Cole. He is on hold right now. Producer Jack just put him on hold for us. Dion Cole, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How you doing? Hey.
Oh my gosh! And it's him. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic here.
I'm Anthony A.
Man, thanks for waking up early for us. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm great. How you guys doing?
I'm good. So obviously you're currently on tour, making the rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to be in San Antonio tonight. I'm very excited about that. Ticket sales, you can get your tickets, all of that. We're giving them away as well. What do you like? Are you better at, or not better at, do you love acting behind the camera or stand-up comedy? Which is your favorite thing to do?
My favorite thing to do is stand-up comedy because it's more therapeutic. Acting is more of an escape. Writing for others is about others. So I love stand-up, and I love talking about these different topics and issues and just seeing who else is crazy with me. You know? And then we all hug together and, you know, go have some drinks.
Yeah, do you feel like basically these moments of therapy that you are on, that you are in when you're on stage, they bring you peace, but do you feel like they bring the audience peace as well?
I think so, because people go, oh, wow, I never thought of it like that. Or they go, oh, I went through that same thing. Mm. And it's a connection that we have that we go, oh, okay, yeah, I understand that. Or they learn something that they never even thought of. And so we go back and forth like that, you know, from show to show or whatever. And so it's a lot of fun, man. It's unpredicted. Sometimes it's unpredicted. Things happen where I'm off guard and I'm going, what?
Are you one to talk to hecklers? Are you one to actually communicate with somebody who might be heckling you?
I don't, like me personally, I don't really like dealing with hecklers and stuff, because when I talk about them, I'm not joking.
All jokes aside.
Exactly, yeah. I'm going to say exactly how you look like.
Oh, my gosh.
Dion, speaking of, you know, crazy things that might happen at a show that, you know, you never knew, one of your friends recently popped up at one of your shows as well, too. Is that correct?
Who are you talking about, brother?
I'm talking about Sir Kanye West.
Kanye West
was recently at your show, bro.
Yeah, everybody's talking about that. What was that moment like? What was that moment like?
Well, you know, I know Ye. We both from Chicago. Mm-hmm. I've been knowing Ye since back in the day. He used to be with a group called the Go-Getters in Chicago. And so me and Kanye been knowing each other for years. We run with the same people, you know, in our circles and stuff like that or whatever. So, you know, when I had dinner the night before, and a friend of mine, he was like, man, I told Ye last night that, you know, we had a good time at dinner. And I told him you was performing. He wanted to come through, and I was like, yeah, he can come. And I was like, tell him to hit me up, and he hit me. I was like, yeah, come on through, I got you. And he came through with his family and had a blast. Now people was talking about how trippy he looked on stage when he came up there, but you gotta understand, he said a lot of things before, so they was like, you shut your mouth. You don't say nothing when you go up there.
Hold on, Dion, you're like, don't you mess up my set here. Don't you make me go viral for all the wrong reasons, Kanye.
Don't say nothing.
Please, keep your mouth closed and just let me take a photo with you. But one of the things you said is that you took care of him. Did Kanye West not pay for his tickets?
Oh, yeah. Hell nah. I wasn't going to do that. Nah.
He's got the money for it.
I'm trying to get on the, I'm trying to get on the album, girl.
He only got $39.99 like Kanye.
I need those royalties. I gotta get on this album.
Dion's like, I'm trying to get on Graduation 5 or something.
I'm trying to get on the album, baby.
You said you're real with people. And you know he's had some issues. You know, we've all seen it. Have you had a conversation with him? I mean, do you, since he's there, do you say like, hey, are you okay? Like, I love you. Are you good? Or is that too much?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even behind the scenes, I mean, besides everybody seeing that, even behind the scenes, everybody, like, let them know, you know, we love you or whatever, and it's all good or whatever. But people fail to realize, and they keep forgetting that, you know, Ye was medicated a lot of times, you know what I mean? And so, but everybody keep expecting him to be normal. And it's like, nah, it ain't like that. And he went through a whole lot, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, we're not going to sit back and make excuses for a lot of stuff that goes on. But I'm just saying that, you know, when a person's down like that, do you just keep kicking them? Like, I don't. I'd be like, man, it's time for some love.
Yeah.
It's time to revitalize yourself. It's time to get back out here, do what you do. We love you. You know, let's get it started again.
Yeah, let's get it started again. I'll be honest with you, and this might be a little too serious. It's definitely not comedy. My grandmother had schizophrenia, and she would do a lot of things that were out of pocket, like a lot of things, including taking out weapons and guns. I'm being real, and I grew up with that.
Yeah.
You have to give a sick person grace. You wouldn't be mad at a cancer patient for saying they're in pain. Mental illness is a real thing. It's a sickness of the mind, and so when someone is going through an episode like that, they do say crazy things. They do say
that's what the whole thing is. It's like, man, let understand that, you know, understand that we dealing with a dude that's, you know, but also when that happens to him, that's also what makes him too. That's the crazy part. It's like you get this geniusness out of this other stuff that happens. And so but I just don't want people to keep going, oh, we're gonna hold you accountable for everything. But I get some of the stuff, absolutely, that there's no rhyme or reason for. But when you get to the level, okay, we all stripped him of everything, we kicked him, he's down, okay, now it's like, all right, let's help him up. Let's try this again.
Yep.
Let's do whatever. Because, like I said, there's no excuse for things that was said or whatever. I get that and I understand that. But now that he's down, everybody kicked him, he's down, he can't move. What are we going to do?
He's another human being at the end of the day.
I felt like I would be the first one to be like, forget that. Come on out. Come have fun. Smile. Yeah. Come laugh. Mm-hmm. Let people see you have a good time.
Bring your wife. Let's get together.
Bring your wife. Bring your cousins. Bring your aunties. Mm-hmm. And, man, let's go from here. Let this be the beginning. Start with your music. Start with everything. And just go back to being who you was, man. And so I felt like I would be the first one to do that.
And, Dion, I will send this to you via podcast. You can send it to Kanye so he can put you on that album, okay?
I'm going to get him on my show. I'm going to get him on Funny Knowing You.
I know.
Yeah, I'm going to get him on my show.
You've got the track record for being funny. I mean, you know, everybody knows what you... You know, you've been part of legendary shows from Black-ish to you've won all the awards, all the accolades. Speaking of awards, hold on.
You got the Old Spice going. That's got to be paying well.
So,
yeah.
Speaking of award season, when it comes to awards, what's the one that means the most to you that you've received during your career?
Man, they are, you know, they are accolades, right? And at the end of the day, once you're done celebrating that, you got to get back to work.
Those awards don't pay the bills.
I don't even care about that. Don't care.
They didn't give me your off work for the year award yet. I didn't get that yet.
That's the award we all want.
Yeah, I'm working for that award.
Maybe if you would charge Kanye West to get in the show, you could get that award, you know?
I'm not going to get it with you. You're trying to keep me off the album. I'm trying to get on the album, girl.
Dion, we love you.
Man, thank you all. I like y'all. Peace.